makinig sa SBS Filipino.
Ang bawat tao ay may kwento, ngunit naisip mo na ba ang pagsusulat nito? Para sa marami, ito ay isang karanasan na masarap sa pakiramdam. Nakausap ng SBS ang best-selling author ng Mouse Last Dance na si Lee Chun Shin at writer-coach Patty Miller tungkol sa sining ng pagsusulat tungkol sa iyong sarili. Sa ulat ni Amit Chen Yiwang na isinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Isa sa pinakaminamahal na libro ng Australia ay ang Mouse Last Dance. Isang talang buhay batay sa buhay ng bantog na mananayaw ng ballet na si Lee Chun Shin na siya ngayong artistikong direktor ng Queensland Ballet. Sa kabila ng matagumpay na paglalathala ng aklat sa 25 bansa, nakapagbenta ng higit sa kalahating milyong kopya, kakatwa na si Lee mismo sa unay hindi kailanman nagkaroon ng matinding pagnanais na isulat ito.
In fact, after I stayed in America and had embarked on this very successful international ballet career, and a lot of publishers and also ghost writers have asked me if they could publish or write my book. And I've said no to every one of the requests because I really always thought my life is not that exciting. And, there are so many other people's lives have similar experiences as mine.
Ito ay hanggang sa mga taon pagkatapos lumipat ni Lee sa Australia kasama ang kanyang pamilya at nagretiro mula sa ballet na ang ideya na isulat ito ay nakakuha ng momentum. Si Lee ay hinikayat ng malapit na kaibigan, may akda at illustrator ng mga librong pambata na si Graham Bass upang magsulat hindi para sa kanyang sarili kundi para sa iba.
And he said to me then, Lee, your story will inspire others. It will give people hope and courage in life. So it was then I really realized that it's probably not a selfish thing to do, but rather if my story could inspire and motivate other people, then that would be worthwhile to write.
Nagpasya si Lee na isulat niya mismo ang libro sa kabila ng mga paunang pag-aalinlangan sa kanyang kakayahang sumulat sa wikang Ingles. Matapos ang lahat, si Lee ay nagsimula na pag-aralan ang wika sa gulang na 18 habang siya ay naninirahan pa sa China.
Is my English good enough? I really didn't know whether I have the skill set and the language skill to write a book in any depth that is required to express my emotions. Also, I really felt I would be the only person who could really express those emotional depth because I'm the only one have experienced my life.
Inabot ng 2.5 taon para makompleto ni Lee ang kanyang international bestseller na ginawa na ding isang pelikula. Si Lee ay nakatakda ding gumawa ng isang eksibisyon tungkol sa kwento ng kanyang buhay na itatampok sa Brisbane Museum. Ang Mouse Last Dance ay maaaring nabuo mula sa isang layunin na makapagbigay inspirasyon sa iba. Ngunit para kay Lee, ang proseso ng pagsusulat ay natapos na naging isang karanasan na masarap sa pakiramdam.
I learned a lot about myself reflecting on my experiences, successful experiences or unsuccessful experiences, but really made me see things more clearly why things happened that way. And sometimes I simply still don't understand why happened, but you just have to accept that could possibly just be fate. And it's just part of your experiences in life that, you know, you have to live through to make the person who you are, who you ultimately become.
Ang pagsusulat ng isang talang buhay ay kadalasang itinuturing na isang pang-isa o pansariling kasiyahan na karanasan. Ngunit ang nakikita ng memoir teacher na si Patty Miller sa kanyang mga mag-aaral ay kung paano nagbago ang kanilang mga buhay at kung paano sila mas naging konektado at mahabagin sa iba.
There's something about the pleasure of looking at your memories, but also the insight that you gain into what your life's been about. I agree with the Australian writer Dorothy Hewitt, who said the person who starts writing a memoir is never the same person that finishes writing it. It can actually help people find their way in life because they've been looking at their life so intently. But also it actually connects them to other people because you start understanding why other people have acted the way they have. So I think it is actually powerfully transforming.
Ang pagsulat ng iyong mga alaala at pagpapakahulugan ng iba, minsan ay maaaring maglagay ng lamat sa relasyon. Ang payo ni Miller ay magsimula sa pamamagitan ng pagtatanong sa iyong sarili kung gaano kahalaga ang particular na issue o problema na nais mong talakayin. Maaaring isang magandang ideya na tanungin muna ang taong iyong pinapatungkulan, ngunit natuklasan ni Miller na maaari ring magkaroon ng mga mapinsalang epekto.
So you need to think about, you know, if this is publicly aired, what will happen to that relationship? And also you need to ask yourself, can you cope emotionally with what might happen? Because you might be publicly attacked as well as privately. So I always ask people to look at all those things carefully and also to ask themselves how they would feel if it was somebody writing about them. Generally, I call it the Scarlett O'Hara advice, which is, I'll think about that tomorrow, write it first, and then evaluate the problem. Once you've got it written.
Ang kakayahang magtrabaho at pagsulat ng isang tala-arawan ay maaaring maging napakalaki kapag sinimulan ng mga tao na suriin ang kalawakan at mga detalye ng kanilang buhay.
Always break it down into the small pieces. Make small pieces for a while. Just concentrate on writing this particular thing, and it might just be, you know, 500 words. And maybe next time you'll make a bigger piece. It might be a 2,000 word piece. So you make pieces for a while and then you start seeing how it might fit together.
Ang malalim na pagmumuni-muni na likas na katangian ng pagsusulat ng isang talang buhay ay madalas na kumakaharap sa kaloob-loobang damdamin ng isang tao tungkol sa ilang mga tao at mga pangyayari sa buhay. At ang pagiging matapat sa iyong sarili ay hindi laging madali.
I try to urge people to be as direct and honest as they can because it's those things that you probably want to hide that are the most crucial. I want them to know what kind of strength and power they have in their writing when they don't fear anyone's judgment because most of us, most of the time, fear other people's judgment.
Ano ang dapat na gawin kapag nakumpleto mo na ang manuscript? Ayon kay Miller, hindi lahat ay nagsusulat sa layunin na komersyong mailathala ang kanilang aklat. Ang ilan ay maaaring gusto lamang na pansariling mailathala ang ilang mga kopya para sa mga malalapit na pamilya at kaibigan. Samantalang ang iba ay maaaring gusto lamang ng isang digital na bersyon. Dahil hindi lahat ay makakakumbinsi ng isang publisher na ilathala ang kanilang gawa.
Even if it's a good story, sometimes the publishers might have already published a book on that particular thing, you know, of growing up in a Vietnamese village. They might have already had a success last year with it, so they won't publish another one. And I try to encourage people to keep writing the book because it matters to them, and then they can think about how and where they want to get it published.
Nice na makarinig ng iba pang kwento tulad nito? Mag-subscribe sa ating regular na podcast sa iTunes.